I mean, the general classification and beyond, all it does is give you HF capabilities. All the cool stuff is inside the technician class. So, you're already there. I mean, we're talking about the WinLink and APRS and satellites and all that stuff, and moon bounce, 6 meter sporadic E. You even have CW privileges on HF already. I know Todd was saying that he was dabbling a little bit in CW. They've got CW readers now, because there's guys that I speak to on a daily basis who are extras and don't know code, but they want to use that mode for some of the contests. So they, like for field day this year, one of the guys, he was running a computer to do CW for his club. And he spent a couple of weeks getting it all dialed in the evenings and set it all up so he can do code. And I know another guy that he chases DX, and when there's DX out there that's running code, he brushes off his computer and does that, because he doesn't know code either. So there's always computer code too. If you get it, a lot of the old timers, they get grumpy and they say, oh, you can tell that machine code. These guys do this, they do that. But if you learn how to send code, you can learn how to send it and make it sound like you're sending with an actual paddle or something. But it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. It's a mode, and how you use it is not the point. It's using it is the point. I mean, look at what RITI is. I was just at an event last weekend where the guy brought out the old radio teletype machine, the big electromechanical device. And number one, I thought it was the coolest thing, because I'd never seen one of those in action before. But people use RITI every day still, but it's all done through a computer. So why can't you do code through a computer? So you can get on HF right now as a technician without a problem, and enjoy the HF privileges out there. Not that I'm trying to talk you out of upgrading, because we always want to upgrade. Over to you.